throw the old ones away. We never enjoyed our operation more. Every complication more. Love that modern Surgipak way. Patient starts moaning and groaning.
That won't bother me.
If she gets a transfusion, contusion,
I'll still be comfy as can be.
We never enjoy our operation so. Every complication so. We've had such a ball of it.
The fifth secret, the obvious one, just love her.
Bruce Barton, co-founder of the advertising firm Batten, Barton, Durstine, and Osborne, says his advertising technique is based on the second verse of Mary Had a Little Lamb. Do you remember how it goes? Why does the lamb love Mary so? The eager children cry. Because Mary loves the lamb, you know, the teacher did reply. And then Mr. Barton slams his hand down on the desk and yells, "It's time we quit shearing these sheep and start loving them a little bit." Now, most men laugh and say they're perfectly willing to love shapely young chorus girls. But the kind of love that sells all women is of a different kind. A man who loves women, all kinds of women, is recognized at once by the women themselves. Maurice Chevalier personifies this type. It's the secret of his charm. We know he loves us. He loves all of our foibles and faults and feminine ways. He is irresistible because he's sincere. Some of the ways you can say, "I love you," taking a lady's arm as she steps over a curb, the obvious opening of doors for her. Oh, these I don't have to tell you. But in the business world, there are many other ways. Talk to the secretary of the man you've just called on. Find out what she's interested in. Then, if you see an article in a magazine or newspaper on that subject, send it to her. If a lady or a man hands you their calling card, never hand it back, throw it down, or crumple it up. Hold it as if it were worth $1 million. Now pull out your wallet and place it there in front of her, asking, "Say, may I have another one? I know someone who would be interested in you. I'd like to pass the second card on." Now, there are so many ways to say, "I love you," to women. We all need to say it, and women especially need to hear it. When your wife says, "You don't love me," she means, "Do you?" There was once a little orphan girl who wrote notes and wrapped them around rocks and then threw them over the outside wall of the orphanage where she lived. The officials of the institution stopped her and went out to pick up the notes. Each crumpled note said the same thing. "Whoever finds this, I love you. Could you please love me?" Recently, a woman's secretary was rude to me over the telephone as I made arrangements to be a speaker for her organization. I responded by sending her a letter at once, telling her how I appreciated her taking the time to help me, as I realized from our talk how busy she was and what a grave responsibility she carried. When I arrived to make the talk, there she was on the front steps waiting for me with a big smile. She said, "I was so tired the day we spoke on the phone. I'm sorry I was cross." Your letter the next day was the nicest thing that has happened to me in a long time. Will you have lunch with me after your speech? We're fast friends now. She was like the little girl in the orphanage. Her cross line really meant, "I'm so tired. Please love me." Ask yourself, do you really love women? Recently, I stood at the back of a crowded elevator as two young women started to get off. A businessman chewing a large cigar pushed his way past them in a very rude manner. "Well, I guess the age of chivalry is out of style," commented one of the women as she almost fell. The man turned and snarled at her. "Yes, sister, it went out when you women got the vote." Oh, this man reminds me of all the men who say with every action as well as with words, "I hate women." They make sarcastic remarks about women drivers. They run down their wives to other people and talk about their stupid secretaries. I wonder how on earth they think they're going to sell our half of humanity. Women control most of the world's wealth, so why cut down your chances of selling to the very best prospects? That man in the elevator was on his way to bankruptcy. He said it in every movement, in every tone of his voice. As a matter of fact, women can generally tell how a man really feels about all women, even though his surface manners are smooth and his words are framed in polite phrases. Women can see right into your heart. They know, by some sort of feminine radar, the kind of a man you are inside. So it won't do any good to just act as if you love people. And remember, women are half of God's creation. You're going to have to mean it. Of course, rudeness of manner and voice is very expensive. I wonder who can afford it. Certainly not presidents or kings. On the other hand, the loving, chivalrous man is literally worth a fortune. Don't misunderstand me. I don't mean the greasy, false type of heel. I mean the man who is a hero because he is thoughtful and kind to people all of the time. He acts nice because he is nice. There is a famous old story about a princess who loved a man her father did not like. He told her he would put her professed love to a test. He placed the young man in an arena with two doors. Behind one door, he put a man-eating tiger. Behind the other door, he placed a beautiful woman. And then he said to the princess, "Now, you will stand here where your lover can see you. If he chooses the beautiful woman, he will marry her. And if he chooses the tiger, he will be eaten alive. You alone will know which door is which." That story has no ending. Each of us must ask ourselves, do we truly love other people for their sakes or only for our own selfish ego? Now, King Solomon used the same technique to test the two women who both claimed to be the mother of the same baby. He offered to cut the child in two and give each woman half. Of course, the true mother at once offered to give the child up rather than have it harmed. The point here is that you quickly reveal who you are really interested in when the chips are down. If you love people, you act like you do, not just some of the time, but all of the time, and even when it hurts. The exciting thing about this love business is that it returns to you multiplied a thousandfold. A story of bread cast upon the waters has been told and retold, but have you actually tried it? It works. An elderly woman once entered a large department store during a storm. One poorly paid young salesman asked her, "Can I help you?" And as he did so, he thought, "Oh, she doesn't want to buy a thing. She's wasting my time." He was right. "Oh, I only wanted to get in out of the rain," she faltered. Another young salesman stepped up to her and said softly, "Mother, How are you going to get home? I really don't know, she replied. He smiled and said, let me call you a taxi. Then he took her arm and held his own umbrella over her as she asked his name. The next morning, a messenger delivered a note to him from the frail old lady's son. And the message read, come to my office at once. I have an executive job for you. And it was signed Andrew Carnegie. And it really happened. It's quite a sales story, isn't it? We women like you to show us you love us all the way. And it's no secret.
Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Hip-hop global. J-Rooter Damager. Check it out. Check it out. 1471, enter the Earth Day. Liquidate lightweight, sonic boom creates earthquakes. Fathom 10,000 deaths, this is a worse fate. You should've known better, fucking with Brooklyn in the first place. You get scraped, I violate, so vacate. My rappers are hungry, beats y'all suckers is just bait. Create beautiful rhymes, engineered to annihilate. Hit you with these furious bars, now kids call you Scarface. Contemplate, speculate, you can't calculate any of the moves that I make, put you in checkmate. Pick your best candidate, I'm sure to decimate and take it back to third base and give y'all cats the gas face. Like gunpowder, see I make it detonate. At radiation to the rhyme, watch that motherfucker mutate. These dudes is doo watch rap dilapidate. Compose chemical verses that sure to asphyxiate. Shorty salivate, I still make a way. My raps will stimulate and she can't help but masturbate. It must be his girl, cause he all irate. And I'm all over that booty like a one-eyed pirate. Black Captain Kirk, I don't discriminate. Stay strapped with that hat so I don't inseminate. But enough of that crap, allow me to illuminate. If I hit you with the heat, you're gonna incinerate. Talk is cheap, the outlaw and short show. Ten times better than before. Hybrid, if you study his blood. A real life blade, catch thrills when I slay. Enjoyment in the kill, standing over the prey. Six cents, telekinesis, leave scholars speechless. I'm on in time, fucking the preacher feature. Niggas out of line, get stole on for talking sideways. That's how we move, then we call it a day. The game made me heartless. The moves I make is subconscious, manifest the content. Thoughts are brolic, flows are polished. Gold pen, translate what we writing in the dollars. Maintain balance with the chi of a master MC. Get to work, earn me a degree. Respect is the motive, quotes duly noted. Shows a murder plus well paid by promoters. Sharp with it, monologue, I spit it. Concise, precise, one take as I did it. Life's a chase game and hot pursuit be the same thing. It's years later, still my name rings. Hip hop global. J-Rooter Damager. Check it out. Check it out. 1471, enter the Earth Day. Liquidate lightweight, sonic boom creates earthquakes. Fathom 10,000 deaths, this is a worse fate. You should've known better, fucking with Brooklyn in the first place. You get scraped, I violate, so vacate. My rappers are hungry, beats y'all suckers is just bait. Create beautiful rhymes, engineered to annihilate. Hit you with these furious bars, now kids call you Scarface. Contemplate, speculate, you can't calculate any of the moves that I make, put you in checkmate. Pick your best candidate, I'm sure to decimate and take it back to third base and give y'all cats the gas face. Like gunpowder, see I make it detonate. At radiation to the rhyme, watch that motherfucker mutate. These dudes is doo watch rap dilapidate. Compose chemical verses that sure to asphyxiate. Shorty salivate, I still make a way. My raps will stimulate and she can't help but masturbate. It must be his girl, cause he all irate. And I'm all over that booty like a one-eyed pirate. Black Captain Kirk, I don't discriminate. Stay strapped with that hat so I don't inseminate. But enough of that crap, allow me to illuminate. If I hit you with the heat, you're gonna incinerate. Talk is cheap, the outlaw in short short. Talk is cheap. Death is spontaneous.
The MC you on the call is 10 times better than before. Hybrid, if you study his blood, a real life play, catch thrills when I slay. Enjoyment in the kill, standing over the prey. Success, telekinesis, leave scholars speechless. I'm out of time, fucking a preacher feature. Niggas out of line, get stole off for talking sideways. That's how we move, then we call it a day. The game made me heartless. The moves I make is subconscious, manifest the content. Thoughts are rollick, flows are polished. Gold pen, translate what we writing in the dollars. Maintain balance with the chi of a master MC. Get to work, earn me a degree. Respect is the motive, quotes duly noted. Shows a murder plus well paid by promoters. Sharp with it, monologue, I spit it. Concise, precise, one take as I did it. Life's a chase game and hot pursuit be the same thing. It's years later, still my name rings.
Nose Hair Lip Gland with Karen Carpenter and Dr. Fiasco. Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight on Radio action.
I guess that's about it for this time. So until next time, God bless you and love everybody.
And don't forget, say a little prayer for somebody.
Right.
They need it.
There's a long way to go on the stairway to stardom. And you'll fight for each step that you take, 'cause that's the price you pay. Never look back down the stairway to stardom. You can't ever allow anything to stand in your way. Never think of the cause. Never think what you've lost along the way. On the stairway to stardom. Maybe today's your big day. Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you and love everybody.
Señores y señoras, nosotros tenemos más influencia con tus hijos que tú tienes. Pero los queremos. Creado y regado de la misión Radio Valencia.
This is Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you to be our guest on the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio, on listener-supported RadioValencia.fm. Every Friday night from 10 p.m. until midnight, and sometimes beyond, the show is happening. And I'd like you to be there to experience the wonder, the terror, the savagery and splendor, the baffling incomprehensibility of this absolutely unique radio program. Oh, I know I could give a better description than that, but you just have to listen to know and to hear the special voices of my special guests. That's the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio, Friday night, 10 to midnight, on RadioValencia.fm.
a joy. I don't clean house or wash the dishes. The Lord made those chores for the missus. So wash it and dishes and scrub them hands. A man ain't meant to have dishpan hands. Stop your whining and stop your bitching. A woman's place is in.
The new sensation. Ecue merengue.
Is really not a very good time. I'm sorry. No, I'm entertaining a house balloon. look, would you just take me off your list?
You cannot hide on a desert island or on a raft in the Bering Sea. In some small shack in the hills of Thailand, wherever you are, that's where they'll be. MCI may call you any night, any day. You eat, that's when they'll call you. Switch away, once you've switched, you will hear from Pac-Bell, Sprint, or AT&T. Just 5 cents to call Long Island. Switch to me, back to me. They won't let you sleep. They'll call in your dreams. You're on the list now for telemarket schemes. You can't run, they'll find you. You can't hide, you can't flee. Just for you, a special offer. 1 month free, 1 month free. Won't you try? Come and buy MCI. One day they'll free me. If I move to Mecca, my head peering out from a full body shroud. If still they call me, as though I'm in Tribeca, loud and clear, I will scream. MCI, ATT, let me be. Don't know why, but still they call me, though my name they can't quite say. And the spouse they always ask for, though I tell them I'm gay. Then I called their customer service, and the answer came to me. When they call, I play them music. Say please hold and watch TV. Don't ask why, say bye-bye, MCI.
It's a flop. It's a flop. It's a flop. It's a flop. It's a flop.